Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we've got Zoe Richards with us. Zoe is the director and founder of Wildways. So for those of you that haven't recently been through Rock Point or the Innervale, you might not have seen the signs that indicate that you're on a wild way. We want to hear all about what this means for Zoe, what the organization is doing, planned successes and hopes for the future. Zoe, it's great to have you.
Thank you very much for having me.
So just before we got started, we were talking, Zoe, about who you are and who Wildways is. And you corrected me that you're not specifically a 501c3. You're really a partnership. Can you first talk about sort of governance and how it works?
Sure, yes. So I like to talk about Burlington Wildways as the Burlington Wildways Partnership. And we're a partnership between many of the large public-facing landowners in the city of Burlington. Those main partners are the Winooski Valley Park District, which is a regional park district. So most people don't know that we have two park districts in Burlington. The other one is our own Burlington Parks and Rec. There's also the Innervale Center, which owns quite a lot of land in the Innervale. And then there's Rock Point, which belongs to the Episcopal Diocese of Vermont, but is also a very large landowner in Burlington. And we really got going, I'd say, 7 or 8 years ago. There was, just recognition that it was kind of hard to get into our natural areas. We have these amazing resource of natural areas within the city, but where do you get to them? How do you get into them? It felt like an equity issue for people who have a car. You can go and climb Camel's Hump, hop in your car, have this really lovely natural experience. Burlington is an incredible physical location, but we weren't particularly well organized so that it was hard to make your way around these natural areas, especially seeing as they were multiple ownership. Take, for example, the Innervale, where if you want to get from one side to the other, which is a spectacular trip along the Winooski, you go through 5 different ownerships. You know, what's the one trail? The trail's there, but It was known to people who knew about it, wasn't easily accessible. So that was really something that bound a lot of us together, was that idea that we could put this connected trail network together. And for the partnership, that's kind of the easy part. But a lot of the work is around how do we make sure that these ecosystems are healthy and those don't know a boundary. So when we have invasive species issues, those you can't get rid of the invasive species just within your own property. Otherwise, they're crawling in from right next door. So there are a lot of, especially in the face of climate change, there's a lot of ecological health issues that really required a partnership for us to sort of get on top of as a city. So it's both access and caring for the land.
So you started in 2017, more or less, and this was the process of pulling together partners and creating an uninterrupted trail network?
Yeah, so I mean, what we really did is we started with I also serve on the Burlington Conservation Board. I'm a wildlife biologist by training, and we actually started out, I think, actually, with some of your help, Jen, and good ideas about how we go about governance was the Conservation Board on which I served just put together a motion which said we should be looking at how do we have a better connected trail network within the city. And then we went on to actually get a city council resolution that really celebrated what we had within Burlington to recognize its value ecologically, its value to the city as sort of green infrastructure, and to therefore ask all of these entities to start working together to make sure that it's here in perpetuity. And so that city council resolution was in 2017, and I think we were originally called the Burlington Open and Natural Lands Conservation and Connection Initiative, which is really a mouthful, and we switched down to Burlington Wildways to really start to work on equitable access, connected trails, and ecological health, and to really be advocates for the, I think, underappreciated role that natural areas play in resilience and health.
You're also on the Mayor's Climate Advisory Group, Zoe, and this is a conglomeration of folks. Some are adaptation experts, some are mitigation experts. And together, I think these two things, how we adapt to climate change, yes, which I think Wildways is a big part of.
Yes.
And how we mitigate, i.e. reduce sort of fossil fuel use and GHGs.
Right.
And this is what we're doing here at BED,
right,
with the electrification of transportation, buildings, et cetera. Together, these two sides of the coin are going to make us more resilient.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there are two ways to think about that. I think there's it's like the other side of the coin, but it also helps your side. So when you think about things like keeping intact urban canopy, that planning for that allows you to drop urban temperatures. I mean, the data is really clear out there. You can drop. It's really interesting to consider the idea that if cities, like a city like Burlington's heating at about 4 degrees, it's 4 degrees warmer than it used to be. If through strategic tree planting, you can drop a city's temperature 2 to 3 degrees, you're saving a lot of energy.
How did it all come together? I imagine it was not a simple thing. You talked about the resolution, but that's one thing. Yep. Actually making people talk and collaborate and see themselves as part of one team is not always so easy.
Some partners are nonprofits and they need to, you know, they need to figure out how to get enough grants and donations to exist. Something like a city department isn't under that same kind of pressure. They also have monetary pressures, but it's just different. So the partnership had real differences about how they operated. And so we had to figure out how we lift each other up and what our shared goals are and how we succeed in the work. And investing in yearly strategic planning has been really key to that.
So I want to hear specifics about the strategic plan. And I also want to hear about sort of what's under your purview now in terms of whether it's acres or miles of trail. Sort of how do you measure success and growth?
Through partnership, what we're doing is allowing many of the goals that each of these individual organizations have to flourish by working on them together. So we don't have our own agenda. Burlington Wildways, we're not managing a lot of trails. Those trails are owned by the Parks Department, so they should be on Parks land. They should be managing those areas. Same thing with the Winooski Valley. Same thing with the Intervale Center. They manage their own trails. They just tie them into this one set of unified signage that works across the city. So we're not our own independent nonprofit sort of taking over operations. And that's all been a little struggle for us sometimes. It's like really important to remember that we need to fund Winooski Valley Park District and Burlington Parks and Rec because they're the ones building the trail and maintaining it in Arms Forest. It's not Wildways, even though we have this connected trail that runs through these areas.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. And that kind of paints a picture of Wildways as an instigator and sort of facilitator and bringer to the table.
And we've been able to raise a lot of funds for collective projects that we're working on together. That's been, I think, one of our biggest successes is that we have some really exciting partnership work. Like we've partnered with the Burlington School District. We are at 4 elementary schools and we are growing trees. So we have a great need for trees. So that education work that Wildways as a group did the fundraising for that, but that person has been located in the Burlington Parks Department. There's been a lot of co-benefits of that position, so we call that position the Nature-Based Climate Solutions Coordinator, so they're doing work with school kids during the school year, but in the summertime, there's a lot of work around doing restoration plantings around the city. I think you talked to Sam Trost, who was in that position previously.
Yeah, we did, and actually, it's a good plug, so if folks want to learn about Sam's work, go back a couple episodes and learn about what Sam did when Sam was working for the city of Burlington.
Right, and so, but that the Wildways partnership funds that work.
What is your favorite trail and why? And can you tell us about the animals? We often talk about access for people, but it's just as important that the natural world, i.e. sort of our mammals and amphibians and other Burlingtonians have access.
Well, I'm going to make a plug. We just built a beautiful new website Websites are not inherently interesting, but if you want to answer the question, where should I go for a walk in Burlington? Check out the Burlington Wildways website. You can now see all of our natural areas listed with a little description, a little idea of what you might see there. So that's really fun. It's kind of a one-stop shopping for, you know, what can I do in Burlington? Favorite trail, I'm now going to make a plug for the Wildway Trail, which really connects. We have a really awesome sort of green core in the city. Burlington is an incredible physical location. It's on a peninsula between the delta of the Winooski River, which is our east boundary, and Lake Champlain, which makes our west boundary. We all love and enjoy the bike path, which is the west boundary, but we don't always appreciate the tremendous floodplain forest that we have in Burlington. So the Wildway Trail starts at Salmon Hole, and it meanders along the Winooski for many, many miles till you get to the Ethan Allen Homestead. Then it goes over 127 on the pedestrian bridge into Ethan Allen Park. It hits the high spots in Ethan Allen Park, so you get 360-degree views, Adirondacks, the lake, Green Mountains. It has only one road crossing at crosses North Ave, comes into Arms Forest, goes through Arms Forest. circles Rock Point along the beautiful cliffs, comes into the backside of North Beach onto the bike path, and then up to the new Kieslich Park. So it's kind of like this amazing greatest hits of Burlington's natural areas.
Is there a way to get involved in Wild Ways or volunteer work that you would suggest?
Yes, there is. We have a couple of ways. I mean, within the partnership, there are always opportunities to volunteer, but we have a couple of programs where you can volunteer. You can be a trail steward, which is a way of looking out for our trails, and that's kind of picking up trash. We have an online dashboard, so you can report down trees or issues along the trail. So that's kind of people who are really interested in recreation and want to be out on the trail. We have another program that's called Land Stewards. So we have trail stewards and we have land stewards. And the land stewards are working to help remove invasive species. We have a bunch of threats to our forest ecosystems in the city. Deer is one of them. They do a lot of browsing of new trees.
This is awesome. So in short, go to the Wild Ways website for volunteer opportunities.
Yes.
Links and information on trails.
Yeah, and things that you can do, either being a volunteer or things that you yourself can do to make a difference in the city.
Yeah, thank you so much, Zoe. It was really a pleasure to have you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy from Burlington Electric Department. If you have any questions about this show or what BED offers regarding rebates or technical support, visit us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. We're always here to help you on our mutual path to net zero energy.